Continuing our Arizona Fall League interview series, Eric Bach hanging out at Sloan Park with Seaver King, who was just named a Fall Star here in 2025 today. Seaver, congrats. How's it been so far in the fall?
I mean, it's been really fun. I mean, it's obviously you get the call, you're going to keep playing, and some people may think about it a certain way or not. I love it. I want to keep playing, especially now I've kind of found myself again as a player, so it's been really good and really fun.
Found yourself again. Let's zoom out from 2025. We first met you the end of 2024 when we won the Carolina League Championship in Fredericksburg. That was a great introduction to the Nats org for you, I think. 2025 had a lot of ups, some downs. Now that you're a month plus removed from the regular season, and obviously you're having a great fall here in Arizona, what are some bullet points on Seaver's 2025 in your mind?
I mean, I think it's just consistency. I think I lacked that this year. Trying to be someone I wasn't, and kind of getting here, you know, you're around a bunch of good players and good coaches, and just simplify it down, and you know, you kind of got a lot of time on your hands, a lot of people to learn from, you got time to implement it, and that's the best thing about it. You know, these don't count. Obviously it's cool to play good, but it's not necessarily the same pressure as you would have during the year or whatever it may be. So yeah, just consistency, I would just overhaul it into that.
What are some specific things you arrived here in Arizona wanting to work on, and how do you think it's gone?
I think it's just been timing. I think I struggled finding something that works for me. I kind of lost that, I think, throughout the year as I was struggling, you know, just kind of was like the swing, and then, you know, Liv and some of the guys were like, it's timing. And then I kind of was like, all right, what can I do in the best position for me to be on time, and found it, simplified it, and then just kind of getting good pitches hit. I feel like I'm seeing more pitches than normal, mm-hmm. walking a little bit more. It's not on purpose. I'm just, you know, being picky but aggressive at the same time. And you know, my bad games, I, you know, fall into the super passive or super aggressive. So there's a happy medium there for sure.
One of the really good parts about the 2025 regular season for you was your ability to run the bases. The Nats named you the org's base runner of the year. That's something that I think you've really excelled on here in Arizona in the times that I've seen you. What steps did you take in that part of your game this year to have so much success?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to affect the game any way possible. That was something I kept telling myself all year. You know, I wasn't happy with my performance in the box, but, you know, there's other facets of the game. So when I did get on the base pass, you know, I wanted to create havoc and produce runs and find extra base. So, yeah, I just am, if the pitcher's going to give me something, I'm going to go. The outfielder's going to give me something, I'm going to go. Like, if the game gives it to you, I'm going to go take it. I'm not going to take it for granted, so.
This Scottsdale ball club that you found yourself on here in the fall has been an absolute machine, both offensively and on the mound. And obviously you've been a big part of that, but a lot of baseball's top prospects are here. I mean, you're playing next to Kevin McGonigal tonight. Your organizational mates, Ethan Petrie and Sam Peterson, have both swung it really well. What's it been like to be a part of a group that has enjoyed so much success here in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. I think, you know, we got close off the field real fast, and I think that's partially why, you know, we play the way we do and have as much fun as we do. I think it's kind of, you know, giving me a little bit of college vibes. Mm-hmm. We just have a lot of fun out here, and I think it translates to the game.
How do you go about the process of sharing information with people from other orgs, taking in information? I mean, there's just so much info out there, I imagine, about what this guy does, what that guy does. How do you take that from other players and implement some of it to your game? What's your mental process for that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's super respectful. Nobody's really trying to be your coach, but, you know, we all have knowledge and we're always going to talk and have conversations. So going up and asking somebody, hey, what do you think about this? You know, what do you got on this? And then being open and having a conversation about it has been really good for us. I mean, we have them all day, every day, about, you know, things outside of baseball, whatever it is. We just like being around each other, and it's been really good.
Mentioned the college vibes. Obviously, your Wake Forest ball club was known for its closeness. That was part of the reason why you guys were so successful. What are some of the things you guys have been getting into here in Arizona on the off days? Because you guys are working hard and you're traveling all over the valley, but there's also some downtime. What have you guys been able to do to bond?
Yeah, I mean, the Tigers guys have a house with a pool, so we just go over there and hang out. The World Series was on for a couple, you know, or playoff baseball was on for a while, so we just go over there, watch the games, hang out. You know, and there'd be, you know, 20-30 people there at the time. So it's been really good.
Last one for you. What's on the offseason agenda once this fall league ends? Is it back to Georgia?
Nah, I'm going to Hawaii. Ooh. See Loma Vida. So me, Caleb Loma Vida, Jackson Kent, and Peyton Glavin, us and our girlfriends are going to go hang out for a week, and then get back and make the trek down onto Atlanta and then get ready for spring training.
The one place better than Scottsdale Hawaii.
Absolutely.
Seaver King, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.